CLTV's afternoon edition with Tiki Julius. Here are our top stories. There is general mobilization in military garrisons and among Cameroon's civilian population as the nation braces up to celebrate the 52nd edition of the National Day on May the 20th. Public Health Minister Manaoda Malachi says Cameroonians must adopt precautionary and preventive measures against heat waves caused by rising temperatures in the country. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, is expected to publish the training program of the Indomitable Lions in the upcoming days ahead of Cameroon's 2026 World Cup qualifiers against Cape Verde and Angola. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. There is general mobilization among Cameroon's defense and security forces, with several rehearsals taking place across the country in a build-up to the 52nd edition of Cameroon's National Day on May the 20th. Echoes from all the 10 regions speak of huge parades involving several detachments of the infantry, the Navy, the Rapid Intervention Battalion, the Firefighters Brigade, and the National Gendarmerie and Police Force. The Penitentiary Administration and the Customs Department are also in deep preparations. There is growing momentum reported within political parties and civil society groups ahead of the event to be celebrated under the theme Family and Nation Together for a United, Peaceful and Prosperous Cameroon. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has urged staff of his ministry undergoing specialized military training at the Kutaba Airborne Battalion in the West Region to stay committed to their development to enhance their professionalism. During a visit to the training center where the second group of trainees is engaged in the program, Mununa Fotsu emphasized the significance of upholding hierarchical structures and fostering patriotism. The initiative, launched in 2019, aims to enhance the physical and moral capabilities of youths who play pivotal roles in nation building. Cameroon is witnessing an unprecedented surge in temperatures, with regions like the far north recording an alarming 45 degrees centigrade. The extreme weather is the immediate effect of global warming, according to the National Climate Observatory. People all over the country have been advised to drink water regularly to avoid dehydration and report signs of heat-related fatigue and other illnesses to the nearest hospitals. Many households are using air conditioners and fans, and people wear light and loose-fitting clothing. The Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazi, has launched a two-day workshop for the introduction of four public companies into the stock market. The training will highlight the judicial framework, procedures, and innovative instruments or best practices in navigating the financial market. The workshop, which draws experts from the regional and financial stock exchange, is organized by the French Development Agency in Cameroon. A party meeting of the peer review group of the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Taxpayers has rated as overall largely compliant Cameroon's Exchange of Information on Request peer review report. The positive rating, according to the Minister of Finance, is a result of an extensive evaluation process of both the legal framework and its practical implementation in respect of transparency and exchange of information with partner jurisdictions all over the world. The positive outcome, which positions Cameroon as a major player in the fight against tax fraud and evasion, is a recognition of efforts made by Cameroon to comply with international standards, a release from the Minister of Finance states. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers of the portfolios of medium-sized taxation offices, the specialized taxation offices for legal professionals of lands, and the specialized taxation office for public administrative establishments, that given the difficulties experienced by many taxpayers with regard to the filing of their beneficial ownership declaration online. The deadline for submitting the said declaration, initially set for 15 April 2024, has been postponed to 15 May 2024. Furthermore, in order to promote awareness on the beneficial ownership requirements prescribed by the finance law for the year 2024, the concerned taxpayers are hereby informed that training sessions will be organized in towns and villages. A UN-led project aimed at strengthening the rights, accessibility, and inclusion of persons with disabilities in Cameroon is under evaluation in Yaoundé. The project, implemented by UNFPA, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, and UNESCO, in partnership with the Cameroon government, has achieved significant results since its launch in 2022, especially in the areas of health, education, employment, and political participation. Out of Cameroon, a Kenyan man due to be executed in Saudi Arabia has had a last-minute execution delay following a large-scale media campaign. Stephen Munyokeo, son of veteran journalist Dorothy Kiveyu, received the death penalty in 2021 following a fatal fight with a colleague in the Gulf nation. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Teke Julius.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
The Cameroonian military has what it takes to protect its airspace with state-of-the-art military arsenal. The 21st Air Defense Artillery Regiment, RASA, is a special unit situated in Idea in the Senegal Maritime Division of the Littoral Region. RASA is a support regiment with specialized air, land, and nautical weapons that backs other units in times of attack from an enemy. Kilian Dandifo reports on his mission.
The 21st Air Defense Artillery Regiment, RASA, of the Cameroonian Defense Forces is situated on the outskirts of Idea in the Senegal Maritime Division of the Littoral Region. It is one of the strategic defense regiments of the Army in terms of guaranteeing the integrity and sovereignty of the territory. The RASA commanding officer, Colonel Wilson Epiengome, outlines its missions and operational capacities.
Participates in the air defense of all the vital structures of the country, protect the troops that are at the forefront against air threats. We can use our machine guns to support the troops that are at the forefront against threats from the ground. And even nautical-wise, we can also intervene.
The 21st Air Defense Artillery Regiment every year joins other units of the Cameroonian Defense Forces in multilateral peacekeeping missions. Colonel Wilson Epiengome once again.
For years now, we have been deploying our troops in the extreme north, mainly the multinational joint task force, where we play the role of support.
With a display of its specialized land-to-air and land-to-sea artillery, RASA celebrated the National Day this year on the alert, should duty call, for the defense of the integrity and sovereignty of Cameroon. Kilian Dan Difon reporting on special assignment to Idea.
In the bee up to Cameroon's National Day celebrations on May the 20th, the atmosphere in Yaoundé is filled with anticipation as civilians gear up for the Grand March pass. Here is a glimpse into the preparations at the Mateko Field in the University of Yaoundé 1 with Hortensia Ngam.
In a relaxed and convivial atmosphere, students of the National Advanced School of Post and Telecommunications in Yaoundé are fine-tuning their steps ahead of the upcoming celebrations. With chest out, arms stretched, and following the rhythm of music from the accompanying fanfare, they march with precision, paying meticulous attention to detail for a stunning display on the May 20th Boulevard. Stephanie Bessem Dumbe is one of them.
I've learned how to march with respect, the steps we are supposed to take. We learned that the 20th May is all about peace, unity amongst us Cameroonians, so we need to learn how to live together.
For the past 3 weeks, these students have dedicated themselves to daily practice sessions held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Mateko Field in the University of Yaoundé 1. Under the supervision of their instructor, Parfait Belbara, they diligently rehearse to ensure flawless execution on the big day. With just 4 days remaining until the end of their rehearsals, the students remain focused on mastering patriotic songs to perfection.
Hortensia Ngam reporting. 2 weeks into training, personnel of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education presently being schooled at the Kutuba Airborne Battalion have been congratulated on the good results so far with a push to perfect the skills gotten. Minister Mununa Futsu of Youth Affairs and Civic Education was speaking during a working visit to the center accompanied by the governor of the West Region, Awa Fonka Augustine, as well as other administrative authorities. Minister Mununa Futsu emphasizes that the move is in a bid to train youth leaders who can in turn inculcate in other young people virtues they have learned for a more patriotic and exemplary youth at all times. He spoke to our reporter in Kutuba, Joyce Clift-Tata.
We needed what we call civic educators who should be trained by the trainers prepared during this military preparation here in Betab, in Kutuba. We have already trained 60 for the first batch, and now there are 97 staff of the ministry who are being trained as the trainers of trainers. We hope that this will permit them to be deployed all over the national territory to educate and inculcate that spirit to our young people within the mobile mass animation teams.
That was the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, speaking to the CRO-TV. The special unit in charge of safety in schools and universities at the Delegation of National Security is also working to ensure a successful National Day celebration in Yaoundé. Kwanchwa Marie-Claire Do tells us more from CRO-TV Center.
The creation of this special unit of national security by the Delegate General of National Security, Martin Bangangele, in 2012, which went operational in 2014, stemmed from an observation here underlined by Senior Superintendent of Police, Fritz Mafani Wole.
With the rise of crime wave in schools, violence and so on, it was time for my hierarchy to reflect on that issue. That's why they created this unit. It has been fighting against drugs and violence in school in the year since 2014.
The unit therefore has specific prescribed missions.
Our mission, principal mission, is to secure schools and universities, secure the premises, secure the students, secure the teachers. Then we have to fight against drugs and violence in school milieu. Then we do regular patrols on daily basis to ensure that all schools are in security.
A variety of items are often seized from recalcitrant students, as Inspector of Police Yewiri Felix testifies.
Some of the weapons are even matched the knife, scissors. We have ropes, telephones, bangles.
So far, this unit of the police force has positively impacted the lives of many. Civism Elvis Sunjo, Discipline Master of Government Balingwal High School Mimboman, attests.
They have been very helpful, not just in apprehending some of the foreigners, but also they do rounds in the classrooms, which has really helped.
Ahead of the 52nd National Day celebrations, the Unit for Security of Schools and Universities deserves adequate attention. Kwanchwa Marie-Claire Do, CRTV News Center.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. Directors General and the collaborators from public enterprises in Cameroon are being schooled on procedures to access the stock market. The Yaoundé workshop, launched today by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, is organized by the French Development Agency in Cameroon with a goal to leverage best practices that can give visibility to public companies both at local, regional, and international levels. Belinda Shaw reports.
The workshop is organized by the French Development Agency with the goal to assist public enterprises understand the crucial step in seeking financing for expansion. By entering the stock market, these public enterprises must comply with demanding regulations, guarantee transparency and fairness under the watchful eye of the Financial Market Authority. Virginie Dago is the director of the French Development Agency in Cameroon.
This workshop is about the introduction on the financial markets of four public Cameroonian companies. During this 2 days workshop, they will have the opportunity to discuss with experts with the COSUMAF and BVMAC, which are the two institutions involved in the financial market, the regional financial market. So they will be best equipped for the future introduction on the financial markets.
The attraction of the stock market continues offering companies a continuous source of liquidity essential for their growth and international influence. These financial investments are substantial and are strategic for public companies aiming for credibility and easier access to capital, allowing them to navigate with ambition in the competitive world of finance market.
Belinda Shaw reporting. Some four public enterprises are involved in the workshop organized today by the French Development Agency in Yaoundé. But which are these entities and what are their ambitions? Gu Henry attempts an answer in the following analysis.
The four public enterprises are drivers of development in Cameroon. The port of Douala is the largest seaport opened to the Atlantic Ocean. It is the main port of Cameroon and the busiest in Central Africa, with agreements that allow to serve countries like Chad and the Central African Republic, which do not benefit from a direct access to sea. The Cameroon Cotton Development Company, Sode Coton, has improved its performance of late and has contributed enormously to the development of the northern regions of the country. With a capital of over 180 billion CFA francs, Sode Coton has stood tall in cotton production in the sub-region. The Cameroon Hotels Corporation, established in 1989, is a limited liability company which today has a share capital of over 22 billion CFA francs. Lastly, the Cameroon Airports Company has activities, the management, operation, renewal, rehabilitation, and the development in line with the conditions and the limits set by the concession terms signed with the government of Cameroon of the infrastructures of the seven airports in the country. These are the four entities benefiting from assistance in seeking finances for expansion.
Thanks, Ngu Henry. On to other developments. The effects of climate change are becoming increasingly evident in Cameroon. The Deputy General Manager of the National Observatory on Climate Change, Foga Patrick, says the shifts in weather patterns will drastically alter the agricultural landscapes, impacting food security and human well-being. Through a phone call with our reporter, Atsu Fezer, today in Yaoundé, Foga Patrick sheds more light on what should be awaited from climate change in Cameroon.
We are experiencing extreme heat situations in almost 9 out of 10 regions. The agricultural sector, which will be the number one to suffer, you will realize that there will be a lot of proliferation of destructive insects and most of the crops, especially cereals. But we also realize that in the Sudano-Sahelian area, most of the agricultural sector will suffer from water shortage, especially crops that are dependent on irrigation. We look at the health sector, you realize that we will experience a lot of proliferation of mosquitoes because of the extreme situation. People generally will appear very exhausted and tired. And sometimes you may think that you've been working a lot, but it is linked to excessive heat.
That was the Deputy General Manager of the National Observatory on Climate Change, FOGAP, Patrick, speaking to the CRTV. In the meantime, the Minister of Public Health has cautioned Cameroonians to adopt certain precautionary measures that could prevent dehydration during this period of extreme high temperatures, as forecasted by the National Observatory on Climate Change. Dr. Manaoda Malachi, in a press release signed recently, called on denizens to be vigilant, watch out for dehydration symptoms, and rush to the hospital in case of any doubt. Colette Jani read through the press release and now reports.
The press release signed by the Minister of Public Health on May 10, 2024, after the publication of the National Observatory on Climate Change, serves as a reminder for Cameroonians to adopt different precautionary measures during the season of extreme high temperatures as forecasted by UNAC. Dr. Manaoda Malachi calls on Cameroonians in the far north, north, center, east, south, northwest, littoral, and southwest regions most affected by the scorching heat to drink more water, avoid intense physical activities, stay in shaded areas, wear light and loose clothing, use fans or air conditioners, monitor vulnerable people, especially the sick and elderly, and avoid consuming alcohol to prevent dehydration. Minister Manaoda Malachi beckoned on denizens to look out for warning signs like cramps, headache, fatigue, nausea, dry skin and mouth, dark and reduced urine, as well as intense thirst, just to name but these. Considering the harmful effects of climate change on the health, the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi, in his press release, reminded the public on the importance of recognizing these signs, adopting preventive measures, as well as to visit the nearest health facility in any case of doubt.
Thanks, Colette Jani, and here is Rigobe Maniga reporting on how the people of Yaoundé are coping with the heat waves.
While it beats the imagination of this Yaoundé city dweller regarding the temperature switch, she has redirected her relationship with water.
What I basically do every day is like I bathe at least 3 times a day, because the way the heat is rising, it's as if there's fire around my neighborhood. I don't really understand.
The heat waves also make her to keep a closer eye on her babies, who may not complain, though highly affected.
What I do is, most of the times, they stay with light dresses. I also have something I bought in the market. They call it yellow stone. That is what I apply on their body to relieve them of the heat rash because it's itchy.
While Donald has also deduced a similar coping mechanism to the natural dynamics, he's about to curse an unknown.
No. Looking at the situation now, I think someone went to hell and forgot locking the gate to hell because it's horrible. I'm shedless. I have a book fanning myself. Then cool water in the fridge is my companion. I drink. That's just the only solution I have.
These two Yaoundé city dwellers are just a reflection of the entire city's battle to survive what appears to be a new normal in the temperatures.
Rigobe Maniga with that report. And inhabitants of Kusiri in the Logan and Shari division of the far north region have been adopting other strategies to cope with the prevailing heat. There is a mad rush now for cooling devices and equipment like fans and air conditions, as Patrick Tabo reports from Kusiri.
Workers drawn from the various parapublic, private and public enterprises, including the 10 councils in the Logan and Shari Division, Women's Association of Tailors, Fish and Rice Sellers, turned out at the Kusiri Ceremonial Ground for commemorative activities marking the 138th International Labour Day.
We are sorry for that mix-up. And on to sports. The training program of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon is expected to be made public in the days ahead by the head coach, McBreeze, ahead of 2 FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Cape Verde and Angola. In the meantime, most of the players pre-selected by coach McBreeze for those 2 encounters were active at club level over the weekend. Ben Collins, Mwebedewo.
We begin in the English Premier League, where flying winger of Brentford, Brian Bomo, was on target on 86 minutes in the club's 2-1 away win over Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium. Manchester United's shortstopper, Andre Onana, failed to keep another clean sheet as his team suffered a 0-1 defeat to league leaders, Arsenal Football Club. Still in England at James Park, defensive midfielder of Brighton, Carlos Baleba, watched from the stands as his club drew 1-1 with Newcastle. Over in France, striker of Olympique de Marseille, Faris Peme Mombagna, who played for 63 minutes, failed to visit the back of the net, though his club thrashed Lorient 3-1 at home. Injured Jean-Charles Castelletto watched his club Nantes bleed in the hands of Lille Olympique Sporting Club. They lost by 1-2. Another defender of the indomitable Lions, Christopher Ward, helped his club Rennes for 90 minutes in their 1-1 draw with Lens. In the Spanish La Liga, Granada Football Club of Cameroonian midfielder Martin Hongla were humiliated 4-0 by UEFA Champions League finalists and league leaders Real Madrid. Indomitable Lions defender Mike Ngando helped his club for 90 minutes. Beijing Guoan triumph over Meizu Hakka in the Chinese Super League. Wi-Fi Collins watched from the stands as his team Raniki failed in the hands of Grevna Zvezda by 2-3 in Serbia. Two other indomitable Lions players, Harold Mokodi of AEK Athens and Pierre Kundemalong of Olympiakos, will face each other this Wednesday in the playoffs of the Greek Super League.
Ben Collins with that report. The 11th edition of the International Golf Open of Yaoundé ended yesterday with Team Cameroon occupying the top four positions for the first time in the history of the competition. Mike Bola Bola overtook his teammate Gifon Priestley in the 18th hole to grab the winning prize of the golf competition. Details with Harrison Ashu.
It was all joy at the Yaoundé Golf Club as four professional Cameroonian golfers battled for the top three positions of the International Golf Open of Yaoundé. For the first time in the history of the event, Gifon Priestley, who was the favorite, lost the top position to the champion, Michel Balubalu. Balubalu says he worked very hard for the victory.
When you work hard, you have the best result. Indy is the best player. He's the number one in Cameroon. In my head, I was not so sure I would win the tournament. But when I start my game, I start very good and I say, I can do that. I think myself and I give my best.
Amongst the 25 golfers who were engaged in the final round of the competition, Ape Francis of Nigeria stood out as the best foreign golfer.
I already told myself that this year I want to focus more on the Africa tournament. My first performance on this golf course was excellent. But we should be here again. The guys that won the tournament and engine, they were Nigeria PGA members. They are our friends. They are good guys.
The 11th edition of the International Golf Open of Yaoundé ended last Sunday with the winner, Michel Balubalu, grabbing 6 million CFA francs. The vice champion, Gifon Priestley, earned 3.4 million, while Bileng Ondobo, who occupied the third position, received 2.1 million CFA francs.
Thanks, Harrison Ashu. CRTV's afternoon edition was presented by TK Julius. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Emini.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. Dans le cadre du lancement des manifestations civiles marquant la 52e édition de la fête nationale de l'unité, le ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique a entamé une visite de travail de 2 jours dans la région de l'Ouest. Ce matin, au centre d'instruction du bataillon des troupes aéroportées de Koutaba, le ministre Mouna Futso a fait sa première escalade. Objectif, faire une évaluation à mi-stage des éducateurs civiques de son département ministériel en préparation militaire supérieure. Le ministre Mouna Futso s'est dit satisfait des attitudes acquises par ces éducateurs civiques tout en les encourageant à faire preuve d'audace, d'efficacité et de témérité pour arriver au bout de cette formation de 45 jours. Alerte, le monde suffoque sous le poids de la chaleur, conséquence directe du réchauffement climatique. Selon les experts du groupe intergouvernemental sur le climat, l'année 2024 pourrait être la plus chaude de l'histoire, battant ainsi le record de 2023. Dans cette vague de chaleur qui embrase l'univers, le Cameroun n'est pas épargné. À Kousséri, dans le Logoné-Chari, par exemple, la température de plus en plus chaude impose aux populations de nouvelles habitudes. Climatiseurs et ventilateurs sont des équipements électroménagers prisés par les populations afin de juguler cette chaleur galopante. En économie, l'introduction en bourse est un souffle nouveau du marché financier de la CEMAC qui s'enrichit de 4 nouvelles entreprises qui ont bénéficié de la caution du Cameroun. Ces entreprises vont animer le compartiment action de la Bourse des valeurs mobilières d'Afrique centrale. Comment réussir cette introduction en bourse? Quelles sont les grandes étapes du processus? C'est en tout cas l'exercice que l'Agence française de développement a soumis aux quatre entreprises camerounaises candidats à l'introduction en bourse. Les travaux qui se sont déroulés dans le cadre d'un atelier dit de préparation des introductions en bourse ont été ouverts ce matin à Yaoundé par le ministre des Finances, Louis-Paul Moutazé. En sport éliminatoire de la Coupe du Monde 2026, le Cameroun effectue deux sorties contre le Cap-Vert et l'Angola les 3 et 10 juin prochains. Le train des préparatifs de ces deux confrontations est lancé depuis vendredi, avec la publication de la liste des 30 joueurs présélectionnés par le nouvel entraîneur. Sur invitation de la Fédération camerounaise de football, Marc Brice s'est rendu ce matin à la FECAFOOT pour sa première séance de préparation avec les officiels de la Fédération. Une séance à huis clos dont l'enjeu était la convocation des joueurs et la préparation des deux matchs prévus au mois de juin. Et c'est la fin de ce condensé des nouvelles en français. Merci de l'avoir suivi sur la CRTV. Les programmes se poursuivent, mesdames, messieurs. Bon après-midi.